Patty has a girlfriend. Ever since Mom left us, he's been searching for love and affection. A woman to fill the void that my mom left, but he has no idea. He already has that in me. I could replace Mom. I know he won't allow himself to go there, but I know what he needs, what he really wants. I know my daddy better than any of these women he's been dating. He's had this girlfriend for a while. It's starting to make me nervous. She's been around a little too long. I was okay with daddy playing around, experimenting with other women to see if he could find the right fit. And I knew he wouldn't find her, because I'm her. I know I'm what daddy needs. And I was just trying to give him time to figure that out. And this girlfriend has been spending a lot of time with my daddy. I think now's the time for me to step in, to intervene. I can't let this go on any longer. She thinks she can please my daddy. I don't think so. She's got nothing compared to what I can offer daddy. You see, I'm not just a pretty face. Pretty eyes, pretty lips, a button nose. I also have what his new girlfriend has. Big tits. A tight pussy. You see, I can offer daddy something more than just tits and pussy. I can offer him devotion, adoration, obedience, servitude. I look up to my daddy. I need him. And I know, deep down, he needs me too. I know he does, because I've seen him watching me at night after his girlfriend goes home. I put on a show for daddy. I crack my door, lie in bed, spread my pretty legs, and play with my pussy until I come. I'm always very careful to let daddy know I touch my pussy for him. I say his name, and when I come, daddy is the name on my lips. And tonight, his girlfriend is being particularly selfish and undeserving of my daddy. I can hear them fooling around. She's sucking his cock. She wasn't saying the nice things that I know daddy needed to hear. I go to daddy's bedroom door and I turn the knob and crack the door just a bit. Enough to see my daddy's face. I can tell he's just using her to get off, because he can't very well ask who he really wants to suck his cock. His daughter. Me. She's slurping and sucking away, making the most ridiculous sounds, trying to convince my daddy she's so happy to be sucking his cock. She's not even touching herself. Daddy has his eyes closed, his head leaned back, his face toward the ceiling. I wonder what daddy is thinking about. I wonder why he's closing his eyes, looking away from his new girlfriend. And finally, after several minutes of an unsuccessful blowjob, he stops her with a touch of his hand to her shoulder and says, That's okay. Thanks for trying. I don't think I'll be able to come. I guess I've just been really stressed out, and I guess it's getting to me. The new girlfriend gets up from her kneeling position and kisses my daddy and says that she understands and that it's okay. They say their goodbyes shortly after, both of them having to get up early the next day for work. I scramble away from the door as she starts to walk out. I go back to my room quickly and quietly. I make sure that she's gone before I make my move. I know Daddy's cock has to be hard. I think now might be the time to help Daddy see what he won't allow himself to see. I go out to the living room to find my precious daddy with his head in his hands. I know he's frustrated. He can't seem to find happiness and fulfillment. He can't find what he needs in these other women. And I walk up to my daddy, slowly, finally reaching him and placing my tiny hand on his broad shoulder. Daddy. Sorry, Daddy, I didn't mean to startle you. Are you okay? No, I can tell. Can you tell me what's wrong? I don't like it when my daddy isn't happy. Well, what do you mean I wouldn't understand? I'm a big girl now, Daddy. I know I would understand. I'm not completely naive. I've had boyfriends in the past. It is something to do with sex, right? Oh, silence. I think I have my answer. Well, Daddy, I can't help but notice you've been unhappy for a while now, and I think I have a solution. I think, Daddy, I know what you need. But you have to keep an open mind, Daddy, and promise me you won't get upset. You promise? Okay. Well, let me just kneel in front of you. And Daddy, don't freak out, but I'm going to finish what your girlfriend started. Daddy, you said you wouldn't freak out. It's okay. I told you not to freak out. Just hear me out, Daddy. Sit down. If you don't like it after a few minutes, then I promise I'll stop. Deal, Daddy? Okay. Thank you. Just relax. It's just you and me in the house. Nobody else is here. You see, the first thing your girlfriend did wrong was she didn't ask if she could suck your cock, did she, Daddy? No. That's what I thought. Daddy, can I suck your cock? Please? I really want to, Daddy. Yes? Thank you, Daddy. You see, you're already rock hard. You needed that, right, Daddy? You needed your good girl to ask for your big cock. You needed me to ask nicely first. You like that, huh? And then The second thing that went terribly wrong was she stuck your cock right in her mouth without first telling you how much she adored your cock and how grateful she was to have this beautiful thick cock in front of her, to have the opportunity to suck such a gorgeous cock and be grateful. Daddy, your cock is gorgeous. Let me just kiss it. Lick the head. While I tell you how happy I am to have your cock in front of me. Oh, thank you, Daddy, for letting me play with your cock. Oh, I'm such a lucky baby girl, right, Daddy? Oh, no, Daddy. No, I know you want to come. I know you're excited because your daughter is sucking your cock, but please try to hold off, Daddy. I'm hoping I can come with you. Will you let me come with you, Daddy? Thank you. See, the third thing that went wrong, Daddy, was she wasn't turned on. Was she, Daddy? She wasn't touching herself while she sucked your gorgeous cock? No? I'll be touching myself, Daddy, because you see, I can't bear to have my own daddy's cock in my mouth without touching my pussy. Oh, I simply couldn't bear it, Daddy. I get so hot and wet to have your big cock in my mouth that I will simply have to touch my pussy. Let me touch my pussy, Daddy. Oh, thank you. Oh, and then the fourth thing that went wrong. While she was sucking your cock, was she wasn't looking up at you. She wasn't showing you how much she wanted to see what she did to you. Oh, so Daddy, when your cock is in my mouth, oh, I'll be sure to look up at you. Show you my pretty eyes with long lashes batting at you. Oh, Daddy, she doesn't work for your cum. She doesn't cry when she sucks your cock, right? She needs to take your cock really deep to cry, making her eyes water. You're making your little girl cry. Oh, no, Daddy.
please don't come yet, Daddy. Oh, wait for me. Wait for your little girl to catch up. Oh, and the last thing she did wrong. You want to know the last thing she did wrong? Oh, she gave up on you. No. She accepted the fact that you weren't satisfied. And she walked away from my daddy's hard throbbing cock. Oh, Daddy, I would never do that. Oh, I wouldn't stop sucking and licking you until I walked away with all of my daddy's cum in my tummy. Oh, I bet she wouldn't have even swallowed it, Daddy. Give it to me. Daddy, I'll take it. Give it to your sweet princess. Oh, I want it so bad, Daddy. Please, I'd be so grateful. Yes, Daddy. Oh, I think I can come now, please. I can come. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, that was so yummy. All that could come inside me now. Oh, my own daddy's cum in my belly filling me up. What, Daddy? You want to taste me? All right. Here's my fingers. Have a taste. Daddy. It's all gone now, Daddy. It's all gone. There's plenty more where that came from, though. That's so sexy to watch you enjoy my cum, too. Daddy, I don't think you need those other women. You see, I think that you know you've had what you've needed all along, right here with your baby girl. Neither of us have had mom in a while, and I don't think we need to replace her with another woman. I think we have everything we need right here. What do you think, Daddy? Daddy? Really? Oh, yes. Daddy, I would love to sleep in your big bed with you. Ooh, what a privilege for a baby girl. Oh, Daddy, yes, thank you. Yeah. And Daddy, please, no more giggly, ridiculous girlfriends anymore. I can hardly bear it. Thank you, Daddy.
I have to go meet a friend now, Daddy, but I'll be home around 9, just in time for bed. See you then, Daddy.